Vince, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from beautiful Lafayette, California, in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. I hope you all had a fantastic Christmas yesterday, no matter where you are in the world. And I want you to know that that we have a beautiful and bright future ahead of us, and we're going into that today. I've got some fantastic guests for you at the bottom of the hour. Pardon me, at the bottom of the hour at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, I'll be interviewing Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's one of the world's most famous scientists, and she'll be talking about her work in a recent book that came out called The Plague of Corruption. We'll also be undoubtedly talking about the new vaccine that's come out for the coronavirus. And I have a lot of reservations about that, and I'll tell you those in a few minutes. In addition to that, we'll be bringing on my good friend Don Newsom, who's the producer here at BBS Radio. BBS Radio is a wonderful platform for many alternative programs, including my own. And both Don and Doug, I think, are the unsung heroes of getting truth out to the public. And I'd love to have, and I'm so happy he'll be coming on at 11:30 this morning. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support, and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular metaphysical and spiritual radio programs in the world. We have a huge audience worldwide in many, many different countries, and I want to thank you all so much for supporting my show today. We're supported by listener contributions, and if you'd like to support us, it's just $5 a month or $50 for the year, and you can go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net, and there's a couple little PayPal buttons there where you can contribute whatever you like, and we really appreciate your beautiful support. I want to tell you that that I know that this has been a tough month for many people, and but I want to tell you that things will get better next month, beginning next month. I do see President Trump being reelected president, in spite of what the media says in the United States and elsewhere. But the media doesn't determine elections. The votes do. And it's clear that Mr. Trump did get a landslide election in November. And this will be reflected in him getting reelected president next month. I want to tell everyone I'll be going back to Peru in March. And if you'd like to come with me in the middle of March, please send me an email to Out of This World. Out of This World 1150 at gmail.com. And anyway, and we always go, we visit some amazing places there. We go to Marumoro, which is a stargate at the south end of Lake Titicaca. When we were at this place last January, a group of children from a garden in the hollow earth actually came up to us and started singing to us from the hollow earth. It was an amazing experience. And then this stargate where this rock clipped is, we put our hands on the rock itself and the rock turned to jello. It was amazing. And then one of the fellows with me on my trip named Tom Devers, from New Jersey, he actually saw through the rock into Agartha, and we could see Agartha in the hollow earth. It was an amazing experience, and I hope you can come. I also go to Mount Shasta a couple times a year, and in Mount Shasta, we always experience miracle healings, and I can tell you a little bit about my firsthand experience there. For decades, I've had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye, 20/50 vision, but about a year and a half ago, I was at Mount Shasta, and Adama, the high priest of the hollow earth of Telos, came to me and he said, "Ted, you can see crystal clear spiritually now. How would you like to see crystal clear physically?" And I said, "Yes, I'd love it." So then he helped me get my eyesight back. I now have 20/10 crystal clear vision in both eyes. And then in the summer of 2018, they gave me a new heart, and I have been working for many, many years nonstop, and not taking many breaks. And they told me my heart was wearing out, and they asked me if I wanted a new heart. And I said, "Sure, if it comes with a warranty, why not?" So they gave me a new heart, and I feel like $1 million or $1 trillion actually today. So I can't guarantee that you'll get a healing there, of course, but it's an amazing place. Mount Shasta is the first place on planet Earth to start shifting into the fifth dimension, and it's shifting now. It's something like 4.5 on the dimensional scale. now. And this next coming year, Sedona will also shift into the fifth dimension, as well as the entire country of Japan. And on that note, this afternoon, I have a very special program in Spanish and English. I start at 3 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll be talking about cleaning up Fukushima, the power of our thoughts, with two or three different wonderful people, including Michiko Hayashi, the beautiful director of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. She was Dr. Emoto's assistant for over about 10 years. Before he passed away, unfortunately, in October 2014. We'll be talking to her, as well as my good friend Libby Rutledge from Montana. She's a certified Hado instructor, and we'll be talking about how we can clean up Fukushima and make this world a better place. So that's one thing we'll be doing this afternoon at 3 p.m. It's in both Spanish and English, so you can listen if you understand either language. It'll be here on BBS Radio, Radio 1. Also, I've been continuing to collect food and monies for clean water for the beautiful Hopi Indians in Arizona. Their food supplies were cut earlier this year, so I've been fundraising for them. If you'd like to donate to helping them get food for the reservation, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. $600 or $700 will be enough. Buy enough food for several hundred people, 100 families on the reservation. And I want to especially thank Walmart in Flagstaff, Arizona, and the management there for all of their help in providing fresh food and vegetables to the tribe. And I've also been fundraising, of course, for the last couple of years for clean water for the Hopi. The Hopi have terrible water. Their water's contaminated by arsenic and radiation, with the result that men live an average of 44 years on the reservation, and women live about 54 years. Of course, people outside of the reservation, elsewhere in the United States, they live a lot longer, but it's mostly due to the poor water there. And but for $125, if you'd like to donate we can get a clean water filter for a Hopi family to drink clean water. We've been fundraising now the last couple of years, been very successful with the Hopi. Now we're doing as well with the Navajo. If you're interested, if you'd like to help us out, help out the Hopi. 100% of all monies go directly to the Hopi. This is an entirely a volunteer effort. And just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can get some more information with that as well. Don and Doug, I'd love to play What a Wonderful World. It's a short little video clip that my friends Carol and Jerry White made, and it's about three and a half minutes long, and then we'll come back and play the second video. So if we could play What a Wonderful World to start off our program today, that would be great.
Okay, the attitude of gratitude at this time of the year, at this season, so important to remember what we're grateful for. And this next song, Wonderful World, expresses all the beautiful things that I'm thankful for in this world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Thank you.
Isn't that a beautiful piece, my friends? I wanted to start off today's show with that. Also, I forgot, I wanted to tell everyone, this is a copy of my book here I wrote a couple of years ago. It's called Messages from the Masters, with messages from Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, and Nostradamus on our beautiful, bright future. It includes a free reading from yours truly. And if you'd like a copy, just $20, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and click on and get the buy the book there. Also, I have 528 hertz tuning forks for sale. This is the vibration of love, and so when you hit this tuning fork, 528 hertz, with one of these Lemurian crystals. Love in the morning, don't you? Just $50, and there's also postage too, but you can find out everything on my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. And finally, these are the beautiful little books published by the Emoto office in Tokyo. It's called The Message from Water. And when you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, you get these beautiful water crystals like this. It's an instruction tool for children. And if you'd like, they're just $5 a piece. You can order them either from the Emoto office, from Michiko Hayashi, and her email is Hayashi, H-A-Y-A-S-H-I, at Hato.com, or you can visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and order the book there as well. I'd like to start now with a short piece that my friend Carolyn White, Jerry White, did on dissolving the egregore. The egregore is a term from it's the thought form, the negative thought form that she says that's enveloping the planet Earth now, and we need to get rid of it. It's a negative entity, and in order to enter into the new age, it would be good to get rid of this negative thought form. And isn't it fascinating how I've been talking now, and now I've got suddenly all this sunlight coming in? Isn't that a beautiful thing, my friends? Anyway, I'd like to play this now. It's from Matthias, one of the disciples of Jesus, who she's channeling. Please listen carefully. I'll be back in about 12, 13 minutes. So go ahead and play that, Don and Doug, now if you can, and then I'll come back when it's done for my next guest, Judy Mikovits.
Greetings. I am Matthias, non-corporeal mentor, ascended master as the 13th apostle of Yeshua ben Joseph. Ted requested an active reverie to mitigate the egregore which is currently impacting our planet Earth. So first, what is an egregore? Egregore is a 19th century occult name for astral entities generated by group focus and belief over time. An egregore is a type of thought form. It is fed by multiple energies and thoughts of individuals. It takes a life of its own, and it is not a three-dimensional entity. The concept of an egregore is somewhat like Rupert Sheldrake's notion of a morphic field, a transtemporal, non-local field of energy and information that influences those who encounter it via ritual and or programming. Egregores, built up over centuries and millennia, can be very powerful, but to maintain their power, they need ongoing attention and energy fed into them. The egregore consists of the energy of individual group members coagulated into an astral persona that's held together via symbol, emotion, and repeated thought. An egregore can be anything from the school spirit of a college mascot to the astral presence of a whole religion or nation. The current egregore impacting our beautiful Earth is a remnant of the draconian reptilian form that existed during World War II. It lost much of its power at the end of the war, however, it has gained strength and momentum over the last 50 years, merging with AI, artificial intelligence, in an unholy alliance. This egregore has gained momentum and is directing the actions and thoughts of people on this planet. Much of the extreme polarity we see occurring is a result of this AI influence. To understand this, we must realize that AI is a digital form. In the world of the digital, there is either a zero or one, off or on, because AI functions in the computer world of binary language. Whereas analog thinking describes a continuum of possibilities, digital is either black or white. Hence, that's why we are seeing so many polarizing ideas and people reacting very violently to defend their position on one side or the other. There's no middle ground. One of the very important things to realize at this time is that our thoughts are powerful. Yes, we are all powerful sovereign beings, and our thoughts and energies can either be used to fuel and grow this egregore, or our thoughts can be used to dissolve it. Choosing to dissolve this egregore does not impact us karmically because it is a thought form and is not a living three-dimensional being. It's important to remember that what we hate, we become, and when we hate something, or if we are against it, we are feeding that thought form energy. Even though we may be diametrically opposed to it, any negativity grows this thought form. In these challenging times, I have been asked what we can do to counter what is happening. What can we collectively do as spiritual warriors to counter an agenda that seems to be creeping up and gobbling up our freedoms and personal sovereignty? Think about this, keeping us all physically separated so that we are doing things online like meeting in Zoom rooms as opposed to gathering in person at conferences and various venues. Think about it. It's much easier to monitor people gathering online in a digitized format, which can be recorded. It's very easy to sort and search through all these digital conversations, whereas it is quite a bit more difficult to monitor and control what people are thinking and doing when they are meeting in person at conferences. It's also important to remember that we need to project what we want to happen, not what we don't want to happen. In order to counter these egregore, this permeating fear energy pattern, we need to visualize, to imagine, to see, hear, feel, and to make what our vision of the future is real and palpable. Another question that I am asked is how so many people can be influenced by this thought form. A lot of it deals with programming via movies, TV, mainstream media, and of course, fear. Fear basically evokes the fight or flight response, which shunts away blood to various parts of the body, the extremities, so that you can physically run away from the threatening tiger. The current problem is that this fear also turns off that critical, logical thinking part of the brain. Television and internet advertising are barraging us with images of fear. Fear that if you don't adhere to the agenda, the policies of social distancing, wearing a mask, etc., you are going to wind up dead. Although the statistics confirm that there's a 99.6 or more survival rate for people who do contract this virus, the agenda inflates this small percentage, evoking this basic fear of dying. We shall say here that dying is a natural part of life, and even though the three-dimensional body ceases to exist after a certain length of time, the soul, yes, the spirit lives on. So physiologically, the body, in response to all these fear-mongering tactics, fear porn, basically shuts out critical thinking. Critical thinking includes the practice of mindfulness, an observation of what is happening in your environment, what is happening to your body, what is happening to your mind, and what is happening to your spirit. It's frustrating to a critical thinker when attempting to sway the opinion of individuals who have, as we say, drank the Kool-Aid and are very much caught up in the one side of the polarity created by this egregore. Any attempt to have a civil discourse with logic is almost impossible because their logical critical thinking part of their brain has been turned off. It's like talking to the wall. So, critical thinking spiritual warriors, what can we do to mitigate this thought form? Let me give you an example of how this egregore influenced the minds, actions, and thoughts of individuals without them really being aware or knowing about it. In Season 3, the original Star Trek television show aired an episode called The Day of the Dove. This episode presents an excellent metaphor for how an egregore, a thought form, controls the thoughts and actions of people, as well as provides a powerful lesson of how the power of love and laughter can dissolve it. A formless entity, an egregore that feeds off the emotions of hatred and friction, lures Captain Kirk and his crew to a remote Federation colony. Through a series of events and misdirection, this entity winds up on the Enterprise along with a rescued crew from a Klingon ship. With nowhere to run or hide, the entity instigates and feeds off the animosity between the two races of sentient beings. Kirk and the Klingon commander Kang eventually realize they're being manipulated by this entity. Working together, they find the perfect solution to rid the ship of this entity, a shot of love and laughter. The Enterprise resonates with goodwill and belly laughs. When the entity's food supply of negative energy disappears, it leaves the Enterprise. All spiritual warriors need to realize that this egregore exists, this energy form, this entity that's feeding off of the negativity and people's fears and action. So today we're going to do a reverie, a guided meditation that will enable us to dissolve this entity, this egregore. It's important to realize that we're not going to hate on it, or are we going to hate on those individuals who have drank the Kool-Aid and are under the influence of this extreme polarity. Rather, we're going to incorporate a technique that I learned many years ago, which is simple and profound. In nature, we can use metaphors to help us deal with well-being issues. Clouds in the sky is commonly used as a metaphor for cognitive diffusion. With this, we see the mind as the sky and thoughts as just clouds passing by. When a thought arises like a cloud, we imagine it dissipates and passes on. This technique is used for thoughts that do not serve your highest good. On a beautiful summer's day, have you ever laid down in the grass, looked up at the sky, and watched the big, white, fluffy clouds? I was taught many years ago as part of the cognitive diffusion exercise to look up at a cloud and, with a very soft gaze and positive neutrality, imagine that cloud dissolving. With your intention and your positive neutrality, you too can dissolve the clouds. Imagine your thoughts as clouds passing by and see the clouds dissolving. To help dissolve, you can also say, "That's not my thought." This is the principle that we're going to be using in this guided reverie, this meditation, for dissolving the egregore currently influencing our planet. A couple of points. This reverie is most effective with your eyes closed, as this act shuts out 80% of visual sensory input and places you immediately into an alpha state of brainwave. This alpha state is one of the most relaxed conscious states and accesses that which is beyond the physical, your spiritual, the astral, and the multidimensional realms. Another important aspect of our guided reverie is breathing. When you inhale, you bring in chi. You bring in positive energy, and when this flow of energy comes in, you vitalize every single cell in your body, activating all your chakras, activating this energy which gives a beautiful power to your thoughts and this reverie. When you exhale, you release that which no longer serves your magnificence. It's important as you are doing this reverie to take beautiful deep belly breaths, breathing from the diaphragm, so when you inhale, your abdomen expands, and then when you exhale, your abdomen contracts, pushing everything from the bottom of your lungs and up and out, releasing into the atmosphere. So let us begin now with this guided reverie, and remember we are all spiritual warriors of light and love and laughter. Find yourself a comfortable place where you can listen to my voice and relax. That's right, so you can relax and tap into that energy of who you are, your powerful sovereign being of light and love and laughter. Connect with your heart energy by placing both hands over your heart. Now, begin by taking three very deep closing belly breaths, cleansing belly breaths. Inhale through your nose and hold it in, then just exhale through your mouth with a gentle ha. Just releasing everything. As you're exhaling, just feel your body relax. That's right. And once again, inhale through your nose, bringing in all this beautiful energy. And as you exhale, just release with a sigh. That's right. And just as you exhale, you're relaxing everything. And once again, inhale, bringing in this beautiful chi energy of light, love, and laughter. And as you exhale, just release everything that no longer serves you. Just release it. Release it to the light. That's right. Now imagine that you are very safe, comfortable space. If you feel the need, ask to be surrounded by golden light, white light, light for your highest good and for the highest good of all concerned, and ask that this light energy surround you and envelop all that are taking part in this reverie. Know that you can do this at any time, and since this reverie transcends time and space, your words, your thoughts, and your energy will relate to all that are doing this guided reverie. That's right. That's good. As you continue your breathing, become aware of this egregore, this energy that is permeating and influencing the planet right now. This is old energy that is left over from the remnants of prior wars that's fueled by fear, and now it's paired with the AI. Notice what you notice about this energy form. Now imagine that this energy form is a dark cloud. And look on this dark cloud as being just a thought form. Look at it with positive neutrality. It just is, and know that it can influence only if you let the cloud permeate your space. Imagine that you are laid on this beautiful soft bed of grass and you're looking up and seeing the dark cloud. Imagine that this cloud is dissipating in your mind's eye. See it dissolving. Feel it break apart. See the beautiful bright blue sky breaking through. Notice that it's becoming more and more transparent. And as you are breathing, notice the energy of your breath. Direct your breath at this cloud and see it dissipate. Just breathe light and love into this cloud. Just imagine and smile. Laugh at the cloud and tell it you're just a silly old cloud. In your mind's eye, just keep visualizing, feeling, and talking to the cloud. See it, feel it, say it, and know that this cloud is dissolved now. Now take a few moments to continue breathing, experiencing the beautiful light and love of all that is. You can return to this reverie whenever you want. Know that you are a powerful sovereign being of light, love, and laughter. When you are ready, return to the experience of your body in the here and now. Gently open your eyes if they are closed, and move your hands, arms, and wiggle your feet. Now that you, a spiritual warrior, can make a profound difference and know that you are guiding the ascension of this planet. Blessings.
Isn't that amazing? That is such an amazing meditation. I'm so glad I could share it with you today. Well, I've got my friend Judy, Dr. Judy on the line. Let me see if I can get you asked to unmute. Okay, good. Hi, Judy. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing Day. I've heard that Boxing Day was named after the people in England after the day of Christmas, where they would box up, you know, like food, and they'd give it to the less fortunate. And I thought that's kind of an interesting name, isn't it? It's kind of a neat name.
It's great. I had heard also that presents you don't want, you box up and re-gift. That's how I explained it to our four-year-old granddaughter this morning.
Oh, how funny. How funny. You look great this morning, Judy. Happy and smiling. You have this nice little light around you, angelic light. So That's great. Well, you do such wonderful work. I'm so honored to have you on my show today. It's really, really great.
We're here at the beach enjoying the day. So I happened to get caught at Dr. Lori's house when I went out for an early bike ride. So she set me up right here in her beautiful gazebo. I'm facing the sun. So I enjoyed that meditation to put myself in a good light place. And I had a hat on that looks like this. And I thought you didn't need to see that elf hat.
Oh, how funny.
And my glasses boy. Turn dark shades in the light. So I didn't want, I want you, I always like you to see my eyes, Ted.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Well, my producer just said I had my volume too loud, so I didn't want to blast you out. I had problems with my audio a couple days ago on Zoom. So hopefully this is all right now. It's still the same. Okay. Well, we're getting...
That's an airplane.
yeah, I know. Well, maybe I'll just, I don't want to blast you out here.
You sound good for me because
the
way I'm set up, I'm not blasted out.
Okay, let me do this. I'll do this. Let me try this. Is this okay? Hopefully this is all right.
That's actually lower for me.
Okay.
And almost not hear you very much.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now you're perfect.
Now I'm perfect. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. No, too light. Oh, it's fine. Perfect. Okay. It's like just putting just enough salt, seasonings on a dish you've made for Christmas, and oops, you dumped too much seasoning on it, too much salt. Whoops, not enough. So we're okay.
You can always add more, but it's tougher to take it off.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, Judy, I think we have a lot to be thankful for this Christmas session. The planet, many people are waking up. Of course, there are challenges out there. You know, we've had months and months of fear-based, what I call fear porn, hitting us at the media. I mean, I can't remember how many times, Judy, I've turned on a radio. I don't listen to television anymore, but other stations once in a while listen to mass media. And they'll say, oh, there have been so many people, cases today of the virus, and so many people have died. And I think, I don't want to listen to this crap. So I turn it off. But now they've come out with this vaccine, and I listened to a clip by a doctor name of Vernon Coleman in the UK, and he said there's already a 4% either mortality rate with the new vaccine put up by Pfizer, or people are 100% disabled. And I meditated late last night, and I asked my guides, if you've got a 4% mortality rate, Judy, or a 100% disability rate in just 2 weeks of this virus, what will happen in 5 or 10 years after people take this vaccine? And I got an 80% mortality rate within 10 years because of lingering genetic defects and everything. I mean, they've brainwashed much of the American and public, Canadian public, English public, Australian public, Japanese public, you name it, South America, all over the world, people have been brainwashed into thinking, well, the solution is this vaccine. And the vaccine itself contains, I'm told, the fetal tissue of a 12-week-old male fetus, which means if you're a woman, you inject that into your system. In 2 years' time, you can think you're a man trapped inside a woman's body. I've also heard, I know you got a lot to say, but I'm not sure you got a lot to say in that, but also that part of the vaccine rewrites your DNA for God knows what. I've heard it takes out the God particles, so you don't know there's a God after this. Why would anybody want to take this vaccine when it's untested? We already have fatalities with it. There was a lady, a nurse at the hospital called the CIN hospital in Cincinnati last week, where she got the vaccine. She was on camera. She had it stuck in her shoulder. Then she collapsed a half hour later. There's been reports she's now dead from it. I don't know what the truth is. It's hard to tell what the media is because they lie so much. I'd love your opinion on that, Judy.
Right. Yeah. As you know, Ted, I always have a lot of thoughts and opinions, but importantly, I back them all up with data. And right. So, as you said, we do know that particular nurse collapsed, and she's either severely disabled at this point or actually dead from the injuries. And so importantly, that 4% of people, there are 4% of people who are susceptible to serious injury or death in the United States. And that could be as high as 4 to 8%, because these people are carriers of other retroviruses, other RNA viruses, and they have genetic defects in not being able to degrade them. So what that means is whenever RNA is in your blood or outside of the nucleus of your cells, where so our genetic material is DNA, that's written or transcribed into RNA. And that RNA is translated into protein in some cases, but really with over 90% of our DNA is regulatory RNA. So as you just mentioned, the regulation of the very gene expression in every cell of the body will be changed, because viruses don't have the locks and keys to get into every cell. They only go into certain cells. But this vaccine and this engineered or weaponized SARS-CoV-2 is actually a combination where the surface proteins of HIV are there, the surface protein of a gamma retroviral envelope that every human has in their DNA, but when it's called syncytin. And syncytia are fused cells. So as syncytin in this gamma retrovirus was evolved from primate evolution to enable primates to carry their young by forming syncytia in the uterus. So women are expressing this and holding the placenta to the uterus. So women express this and this vaccine by expressing this syncytin in every cell of the body. It's known to cause multiple sclerosis if expressed in the brain, cause cancers like aggressive prostate and breast cancers if expressed. Those fetal tissues that are in the vaccines, as you know, and in many more, not just. And so there are female and male cell lines that have been used in vaccines since the 60s. So in the age where we've been mandated in the 21st century, essentially, I call it 21st century AIDS, 21st century acquired endocannabinoid immune deficiencies. These aren't genetic, they're epigenetic, caused by the very dysregulation of your genome expression. So these are mRNA vaccines, messenger. So the viruses have only a RNA genome. So all they have to do is be translated into the viral proteins. They're packaged. And if you degrade those when you're exposed through a natural route, we call them mucosal surfaces, such as the nose. When you're exposed to them that way, you have Pac-Man, type 1 interferons, antioxidants, glutathione in your nasal pharyngeal cavity that degrades them before they ever become translated into a particle. What they're doing in these vaccines is injecting the very pathogenic part of that virus, protecting it in a lipid nanoparticle, and which has a molecule called polyethylene glycol, or PEG. 70% of America could have an autoimmune or a anaphylactic response to PEG, and that could be what killed. You could literally die from a toxic shock, if you will, from that being expressed. So 70% of America could have responded the way that supposedly healthy nurse was and die immediately after these injections. So I've never seen a more deadly vaccine or combination of vaccine. And only a month ago, in late October, Science Magazine said that reported that several doctors worldwide who had worked in HIV, as I did, knew that the 2007 vaccines using these. So they use an adenovirus, another virus that causes the common cold or can cause the common cold, to express this RNA, because you have to write it that and express it when you don't have a virus that does that. And we knew back in 2007 in HIV vaccine trials using these adenovirus vectors that literally you become more susceptible to HIV and AIDS, more susceptible to XMRVs and all of those neurological diseases and cancers that we had associated with them back in 2011. So science literally, after I was jailed and our work fully discredited, science literally covered all of this up and resurrected it in the form of SARS-CoV-2, which is not at all the common cold coronavirus. And we do know pathogenic priming, antibody-dependent enhancement, so many mechanisms whereby these vaccines can kill people, not only on the day or the week they get them, but 2 years later, 10 years later, with aggressive cancers and neuroimmune diseases.
I meditated late last night, and I asked my guides on what the mortality rate, if it's 4% now, what it'll be in 10 years. They said 80%. And that's unacceptable. And basically, if people get the vaccinations now for this coronavirus, what's the difference, Judy, between that and putting a gun to your head and killing yourself right now? I guess it's slower, huh?
It's slower, incredibly painful as these aggressive cancers develop. And we right. used to, in the field with HIV, those are the same things we're seeing. So remember, you're expressing the very pathogenic domains that cause. So you literally speed up the disease engine, we call it, right. where we're seeing, and in fact, our daughter-in-law is 41 years old with a very aggressive colon cancer. Her friends, you know, we're seeing colon cancer and lymphoma, leukemia, triple negative breast cancer, because wow. as your immune system is crippled, you know, all of the pathogens you've seen throughout evolution and that are seeded in your genome, where 8% of our genomes are silenced retroviruses, viruses, and that aren't supposed to be expressed. And for years, we've seen them expressed in AIDS, in cancer, in pathogenic conditions, in the form of exosomes. As we know, those exosomes package that RNA, and it's intended to signal the immune system that there's damage. So as we've crippled our immune system and our endocannabinoid system, our endogenous cannabinoid system is the thermostat, or the rheostat, which is the dimmer switch to say the flame's too high. So what we're getting right now is we never silence the inflammation, and inflammation is at the heart of all chronic disease. So we're going to see cardiovascular deaths, abrupt heart attack in those with comorbidities, and those with comorbidities will die right away or within 2 years. But 80% of the people, I think that's a fair estimate, 80% of the people will die within a decade of getting this vaccine, even in the health.
We know the agenda of some elements of the negatives are to decrease the population of this beautiful planet. More particularly, Bill Gates has said that he and his family are eugenicists. That's a polite way of saying they're Nazis who want to decrease, kill off people on this planet. And what better way to package everything in a vaccination where the U.S. media and other media have criminally whipped up the people in such a state of fear that they want to take anything now, irregardless, even if it kills them. And I'm urging everyone listening today to stand up with all of your might, spiritual might, against this vaccine, and do not take it unless you want to die. If you have a death wish, that's something else. But if you want to live, do not take this vaccination, period.
Yeah. And it's interesting. It's interesting, Ted, because, you know, It used to be about a decade ago, if you looked up in a dictionary the term vaccination, you'd mm-hmm. get the fourth or fifth definition was extermination of an unwanted varmint. Oh, yes.
And my goodness.
that would be the, you know, the parts of our population. And in fact, this is where, like, for instance, the vaccine was targeted by our advisory committee on immunization practices and the Johns Hopkins University, which we know this is where Event 201 was held and funded by Bill Gates to plan this pandemic. Right. Well, they decided that racial minorities and the mentally disabled would get this vaccine first.
Racial minorities. That's
the
awful.
The Hispanics, the African Americans.
That's terrible.
Who are the most susceptible to dying? Oh, those populations.
And disabled people, what right did they give? Did God give them? Who gave them the right to determine who lives and dies on this planet? And how disgusting for them to say that racial minorities and the disabled shouldn't live. That sounds like Adolf Hitler, doesn't it?
Correct. And now in nursing homes, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices said people in long-term care facilities would also get it first. And so they will be killed.
Do you think Governor Cuomo had an ulterior motive when he sent the first virus patients to nursing homes so that people would knowingly die under his command as governor?
Oh, absolutely. He absolutely murdered them. And we know our friend, Nurse Erin Olszewski, wrote a book on that. She was the undercover nurse who saw them, you know, doing exactly that. He literally murdered people in nursing homes, and he'll do the same with this vaccine. And I really hate to call it a vaccine. I think it's very clear this vaccine, there is not a single piece of data that says it will stop the transmission of the viruses, not a single piece. So you won't stop the transmission, and all you're doing is crippling the immune systems so they cannot respond if exposed in a natural way to a coronavirus, of which there are hundreds of coronaviruses. Every American, every person in the world has been exposed to them and could develop antibodies and could develop an antibody-dependent enhancement.
My guides, I was going to take this weekend off. It's Christmas. It was Christmas yesterday. But my guides said no. They told me not to. They said this is too important an issue. So I went ahead and broadcast yesterday in Miami on my show there for Christmas, today in San Francisco. I'll also be doing broadcasting as well in Monday in Vienna, Austria. So they told me this is an important message that people must hear as soon as possible. If people want to die, that's their choice. But if they want to live, you shouldn't get this vaccine, period. There just is no scientific reason why you should. And it's what's ironic is that they're giving this vaccine to the healthcare workers first.
Right.
So we wipe out doctors and nurses. So there's no one left to take care of us, even if we do get sick. 80%, what will the world be like if 80% of the doctors and nurses are all dead worldwide from this vaccine?
Yeah, correct. And that, interestingly enough, that would be me as well. So the scientist as well, because they know that they have transmitted and released many of these viruses like the XMRVs, which are spread. So we, as we work with the tissues, with the animals, with these contaminated infected cell lines, the manufacturing plants for everything we make in biological therapies or immune therapies today, we are inhaling these. And we've got, you know, in fact, that was chapter 7 of our first book, Plague, talked about what we call nosocomial spread. It's the doctors and the nurses who are exposed. And I think I should add that the masks, please, everyone, take off the mask. If you get the mask, if you get the vaccines, even the flu vaccines, which I spent the summer, you know, trying to discourage everyone. And occasionally I actually torture myself, because at least once a week I turn on network TV to see what they're selling people, to see how they're telling them, because and I live in a world where we know that's brainwashing and we won't watch it. We won't suppress our immune system with anger or fear, but they are suppressing people with fear. And they're like, this year more than ever, wear a mask, get a flu shot. Clearly, the flu shots are carrying these. This is how they spread those viruses around the world and have been for decades, so that everybody's seeded with a detonate switch being the vaccine and the mask. So the healthy people are reduced to the most susceptible 4% I just talked about. And that's how you get to the 80% levels of
interesting.
Death.
Interesting.
As you compromise your immune systems. And now we're told new variants are coming out, new strains. Well, of course, there were hundreds of strains of viruses, coronaviruses, gamma retroviruses, HIV-like viruses in those Vero monkey kidney cells. That's where we get simian immune deficiency virus. It does nothing to the monkey, but those viruses in a human will, of course, transmit. You cannot inject animal, and that would include those fetal tissues. That's somebody else's endogenous genome, and you will have a autoimmune response. You will attack what is non-self. That is the very basis of your immune system. What is self? What is non-self? So for literally four decades, my entire life, or at least the last three, since all liability was removed on any vaccines, we've been injecting younger and younger people with non-self, with animal tissues, with aborted fetal tissues, cow, pig, monkey, bird, retroviruses, coronaviruses. You know, God only knows the depth of destruction these practices are going to have. And this will be the final detonate switch for all who don't wake up and listen now.
There is a Stargate movie, Stargate like on Star Trek. Uh-huh. And the Enterprise and Spock, they end up going to this planet and they wondered why there's almost nobody around. They find some ruins, they decipher the language, and the language says, maybe you know this, Judy, that they had been given a vaccine to stop the corona, for a virus, like the coronavirus, and they're all dead. Right. Came to the planet, almost nobody's there. Few people, 98% dead. The other thing I've heard from a credible source is that starting with the Obama administration 5 years ago, that Big Pharma, with the Obama administration's help, Big Pharma, pharmaceutical companies, started giving out free flu shots. And then 60% of those free flu shots contain the coronavirus and nanobots to control people. The other thing was that the nanobots actually turned off the God gene in people so that they wouldn't know or had disdain for any supreme being. And that's in the new virus itself, that it turns off, that it rewrites the DNA, but turns off the God particles. So people don't realize that, or don't have a disdain for God. We are ascending now. And if people in mass take that, we're not going to sin. They're trying to keep this planet in a perpetual state of war, not only to decrease the population, but to turn off our ascension. And I mean, if people just do a little digging, they're going to find out all kinds of stuff. The third thing I wanted to mention to you is that there have been rumors. Well, the virus came from China, right? And the Chinese Communist Party has heavily influenced and financed Antifa, Black Lives Matter, these riots across the country. There was a report 2 weeks ago of 50,000 Chinese soldiers which were blown up on the main border. They'd come in from Canada in old World War I bunkers. They were blown up by the U.S. military. There was another report of a F-16 fighter U.S. Air Force jet that was destroyed by the Chinese troops on the north shore of Lake Superior last month, believe it or not. Huh. So that all this stuff going around. And one of the things is that the sources I've read is that the push for this vaccine is for this vaccine, this by Pfizer, is for the entire U.S. military to be taking this vaccine to wipe them out so that we will become an ineffective military power and the Chinese would be able to take over the country much easier. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, absolutely correct. They are the first responders in the military. And of course, they're the most heavily vaccinated, you know, every year with flu shots. In fact, that was the large study that came out, a retrospective study came out January of 2020 that showed the flu shots drive coronavirus infections. So you are 36% more likely to get a coronavirus and get COVID-19 associated, the inflammation, that flame, because the military has been heavily vaccinated. Our military is close to already being crippled, as we know, the PTSD and the various things. So absolutely, I've heard that. And that